temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch.
Trish and Fourier on WEEI.
It's noon, it's Tuesday. That means we welcome in our friend Tommy Curran, Patriots insider of NBC Sports Boston, here with Gresh and Fourier. Tommy, good afternoon. How are you?
Hello, boys. What a beautiful Tuesday we have.
Very much so. And you're getting to see the Jimmys and Joes kind of run around out there a little bit. Tommy, I'm just curious as to what looks different, what stands out to you. You've got eyes on the ground down there. What's it all look like at the operation under Gerard Mayo?
It looked crisp. I was standing with Phil Perry, and he said, you know, it looks like they know where they're supposed to go and what they're supposed to do. And, you know, I covered the NFL, the league itself, for 3 or 4 years when I was at NBC. And I remember remarking, as I used to watch other teams' practices, they kind of just wander around. They don't have any particular purpose in between drills. This looked good in that respect. So that's encouraging. You can see a little bit with the run game stuff, what they're trying to implement, a little bit more wide zone. You're seeing a little bit more of the sprint out stuff being asked of the quarterbacks, turn their back to the line of scrimmage, working on footwork. But again, this is just, as you know, and as everybody listening knows who likes football, this is totally the install period. It's the first day of orientation, basically showing people where you're going to be and how you're going to do it.
Yeah, that's why I feel like it's kind of hard to kind of, you know, figure out exactly how things are going to go when camp starts, official camp starts. But so it, correct me if I'm wrong, is Mayo not really coaching a position, not leaning offense heavy, defense heavy? Is he just kind of wandering from, you know, position to position? And if there is a team period, which side of the ball is he hanging out on?
A little more offense just on yesterday, but certainly more of an overseeing type situation, which, you know, is inherent around the league. Again, that's what head coaches do. They let their position coaches coach, and they wander and oversee and then take the info back. Now, I think that because Bill would be hands-on in different capacities, a lot of that was forced by a lack of coaches. They just didn't have the numbers. For instance, Bill's assisting with the offensive line the last 2 years was necessitated by the fact, especially in 22, they had Billy Yates and Matt Patricia. Finally said, Matt, you have to go full-time offense. We can't split this. So Bill picked up more of the offensive line. Same thing existed last year. He wasn't really in defensive meetings at all, Bill. He was more with the offense and the offensive line. So what you ideally want, I think, is the head coach to be an overseer, supervisor, leader. I mean, Bear Bryant coached from a friggin' tower. That's kind of, I'm not saying that's what you need to do. But coaches, head coaches are generally.
Yeah, so did Don James. There's a lot of them. Those old timers.
Yeah.
They just like yelling from the tower with their megaphone. That old way. Kind of like the old way. to be honest with you.
Yeah, it was interesting to hear the comments of Keon White, Tommy, because it was the acknowledgement of the Bill way, the acknowledgement of the Mayo way. But the one thing I found interesting about Keon White's comments was just don't be a phony, because I'll sniff out a phony. And even though he said nice things about both head coaches, it's interesting that that was the statement that for me I really took away from that, because it is something that the players are going to be doing. I talked to Fourier about it a little bit. You're kind of like feeling out the coaches as you sort of go along through this process as well.
Yeah, I talked to Mayo about that actually last week for a little bit. Players are attuned to how they're being treated, but if you're going to ask about their family, you better listen to the answer. You know, I think we all know people, hey, how's your family? And they don't listen. Don't ask if you don't really want to know. And I think that's an interesting, as Mayo talks about understanding and understanding what people are about and how their lives are and how that informs the employee that you have at the office. It's important to make sure that you're sincere about it, which I think the guy has been over the course of time. You know, Keon White's out there phony sniffing. Good luck. You'll probably find plenty of them that fit your description of it. But I think that, you know, it's definitely a line to toe, because if you're trying to reinvent yourself and be something that you haven't been, you're constantly on audition with yourself. So just be who you are. And it'll make things easier for you, because you'll know how to respond when something happens instead of saying, how's this guy supposed to respond? I'm not sure.
So we're talking to Tom E. Kern. And Tom, just off of the Keon White conversation, how much interaction have you had with him?
Limited.
I think
just a little bit last year at his locker.
I feel like he's like going to be, I think, one of my favorite players. I feel like he's a little nutty in like a good way. As far as like guys having a breakout season, your thoughts on, you know, him being a potential candidate?
Yeah, I think he's unbelievable. We saw it really in the preseason. Remember how he was manhandling people in the preseason? So he's a tremendous, and I'm really interested to see what his role is, because he's not as much an edge guy. He's kind of an interior guy, kicks outside a little bit as a pass rusher, but he is, I mean, he was walking off the field yesterday and I looked at his quads as he's coming up. I'm like, my God, those are just insanely big. It's just insanely huge. It's just a really impressive size and power guy. So I think Keon White, I think their entire front seven is pretty stocked with guys that we don't talk about a lot because of guys who rose last year, like Tavai and Anfernee Jennings. We look at Judon as a guy who's a little older, and he is a key component of their defense, but I think that they have great depth and talent in their front seven that really didn't develop a ton and then took big leaps last year.
Tommy, I know that Gerard Mayo mentioned a couple of things about the quarterbacks, and one of them was the job is open, the number one job. Your thoughts on that? I think you and I are sharing a brain. And also the line about wanting to go into camp with three. So are Joe Milton and Bailey Zappe fighting for a spot now, or will be fighting for a spot through minicamp? I'm curious for your thoughts on both those things.
Yeah, I think the default for the Patriots right now is, you can say it's an open competition, but the default is what the depth chart is going to look like probably after 1 week of camp. It's going to be Jacoby Brissett at the top, then Drake May, then Joe Milton. And my guess is, if you want to go with three quarterbacks, you would go with the three that you brought in yourself, which would be May, Brissett, and Milton. And you look at Bailey Zappe, and physically he is a head shorter than these guys. The arm strength is palpably different than these guys. He just does not fit the suit the way the other guys do. And I think you definitely, as we saw yesterday, pay respect to the fact that he's a veteran, the fact that he's made contributions, the fact that he's been a good teammate and soldiered on through what was a kind of a bleak season last year, the last two. And you also want the reps to look good. So give Bailey Zappe the second most reps so that the other 21 guys on the field are getting something out of it. But that can't go on for for much longer, I would think.
Yeah, you know, and just real quick for my next question, just because we had a little discussion about Bailey Zappe, and yeah, he probably isn't on this team, but do you think he has a place on somebody else's roster based on what you just mentioned, just his overall real game time experience?
If you go back to 2022, you'd say, yeah, oh, wow, look at this kid. He's really efficient. And then you look at 2023, and there were so many throws and decisions and incompletions and interceptions that you say, I don't know if he can really – is he a developmental guy, or is he a guy who's content to come in here and be a backup and put his hands at 10-2? I think here he certainly has or had aspirations of being the starter right up until draft night. He hoped that the Patriots would, you know, not take a quarterback and entrust him and Jacoby Brissett to be the quarterbacks. That didn't happen. So what does the rest of the league view Bailey Zappe as? He looks in the mirror and sees a potential starter in the NFL because he has done so. No one can take those away from him, but I just don't know if the rest of the league is going to look at him the same way.
So the other part, sorry, Gresh, do they need to re-sign Judon? What's going to happen with him? I feel like that's another contract issue arising with him.
Yeah, he's making $6.5 million in base salary, and really last year they didn't give him a raise. They borrowed from 2024 and put that money into last season. So again, they're kind of looking at a situation where he's underpaid relative to what other number one edge rushers on their particular teams get. So he's underpaid. Will they have to do something? I'm certain that he would prefer an extension as opposed to merely a bump. So you have to split hairs on that and say, well, what are you right now? You're a player who is explosive when on the field, but toward the end of the season, the last couple of years, your performance has petered off or you've been unavailable. And that's tough to break to a guy when they are as productive as he can be when he's good. One interesting aspect of this too, I think that didn't exist when you were playing, certainly, Christian, is with his platform, he is the most optimistic, outgoing, brand-promoting Patriot there is. What value is there in that? What value is there in that if it goes away? What detriment is there if he says, you know what, I'm going to turn the needle the other way? So I think all of that plays into decision-making, at least factoring it in. You know, you can't say, well, we got to pay this guy another $3 million because he's awesome on Instagram and Twitter. But
well, can I answer that real quick? The social media, angle is worth zero. I don't
know. But the dynamic has to play to an extent with the team because it's a component of being a leader.
Maybe you're right. Hey, listen, hey, leaders, you know, push out team propaganda. I would still say ultimately in the big scheme of what's important, because we were doing a whole thing of what's really important, zero importance, totally. Zero. I would say like if my choice was between two guys and they were both the same type of talent and provided the same amount of, production, I would not lean towards the guy that has a big social media following over the guy that has zero, personally.
Yeah, and it's not a following. I guess I want to put a finer point on this so it makes sense. When the Patriots sucked last year, Matt Judon was the one who'd go to the podium and say, we're not a bad team. Whether he was accurate or not, that's beside the point. But in terms of leadership and optimism and that he brings to the team, the Patriots do place a value on what you bring to the team off the field, whether it's Slater, McCourty, you, whoever. So I think it's interesting. It's just something different that you have to look at in 2024. You're not going to say, well, if he had more followers, we'd be able to give him more money. That's not the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, no, I get it now.
He's an outwardly good leader in an avenue that didn't exist. Do you think about that?
I think you have to, and you also kind of need a team spokesman who will stand up there and fling poo even though you're standing with boots on. And you know, when you think about the real veteran guys now, a lot of them are on defense. You have Andrews on offense. And then you kind of start to whittle down the dudes that have been here who would be team spokesmen on top of all that other stuff that you referenced as well, Tommy. And there's the whole, how quickly do they want to turn the page on certain people and try to get younger? Like, the one thing we don't know, or the one thing that I admit I'm struggling with, Tommy, is how aggressive will Elliot Wolf and Jerod Mayo be at just saying, put the young ones in and let them learn? Or do they go, let's maybe slow down a little bit on some of these young guys and give them a chance to learn before we put them in there?
That's a great question. That's something that Elliot Wolf addressed at the owners' meetings and said, we intend to play young players. That's part of the philosophy that I have. Let young players play. And you might say, well, why isn't Drake May out there? I think that's a horse of a different color.
Agreed.
When you're talking quarterback, because you can hold everybody's performance hostage at quarterback if you put somebody out there way before they're ready. But their philosophy seems to be, at least articulated by Wolf in March, we're going to play the young players.
Yep, and then there's June, July, and August, baby. Here we go. We are running downhill. Yes, folks.
And real quickly, what's Troy Brown's role on the team? Does he have a title?
Yes, he does. He does. I will text it to you after we finish. It's kind of an overseer, supervisory, ball handling type role, but okay. I'll text the specific
okay.
title that he has.
So it's got a multi. He has a multi-word title. He's now gone to the bigger business card.
Which Troy Brown really means he doesn't really have a role, but they love him so much they want him to stick around. It's kind of what I get from it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad for him. I'm glad he's still involved.
Tommy, thank you, friend. We appreciate it. We'll catch you on Jones and Mego on Thursday. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
There we go. Tom. You too. There goes Tom Curran. Yeah, that piece of question with Wolf there, you and I might have to peel apart a little bit, because they're going to have to, in some ways, pick a lane as to, are you going to put Chucks Okorafor at left tackle and think that that's a guy who can be here for a half a decade? Or do you have to play Caden Wallace over there and let him make a bunch of mistakes or find out that he can't play the position? Because Okorafor, nice player and all, but come on. I mean, what are we really talking about here? Is he a truly developmental guy? That's going to be a slippery slope for both Mayo and Elliot Wolf to have to handle. Do they want to go with the young tight end, or do they bring in the 12-year veteran who is on retirement and is there to help you get through a season like you in Carolina?
Easy. So easy.
If you had an ankle, you would do it now.
Oh, man.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Get us on Twitter, Gresh Fourier, WEEI. Follow today. Follow WEEI as well on Twitter or X, whatever it is that you call it. You can get Fourier on that form at Christian Fourier. You can get me at The Real Gresh on everything, including the tick and the talk at The Real Gresh. That's G-R-E-S-H. Hey, I saw this from the Greg Hill show.
Okay.
On the Twitter. They go to at Greg Hill show, and they got a poll up that says this. What do you think about the Bruins partying on a private jet after being eliminated in the second round? The questions are, it's no big deal, or it's a bad look. Now,
it's really just
I don't,
big deal.
Now,
or
I don't
no big deal.
I don't know if it's straight private jet. I know that the Bruins fly around on Bear Force One with whomever. I think it might be a JetBlue plane. Don't hold me to that, but I think it is. So, you know, they've got their own charter plane. Everybody's comfortable, all that kind of stuff. So I don't know if it was on that. I don't know if it was separate players, but just the whole concept of your season's over, you're on the flight home. Are you supposed to be slow singing and flower bringing on that flight?
Well, or hold on. Wasn't their last game here in Boston?
Yes.
Yeah, so game six was here in Boston. They lost. So that's a little confusing to me. So
it is. You know okay. what? So you're right. So it would have been, I guess.
So they lose.
Once the season's over, whatever they do, I don't give a damn.
Bad look. Get the hell out of Dodge. I would say it's a little bit different when, like, you know, you're on the plane, right? I don't even think it's different then. Once the season's over, like, you feel sorry for yourself. You're a little irritated, whatever. But that's it. Game over. Everybody's thinking about the future. But this isn't the New York Giants, flying down to Florida and then staying out all night and then hopping on a boat before the playoff game.
Right.
This is the playoffs are over. This is similar to Gronk after they lose the Super Bowl, getting up on stage at a Super Bowl after party that each team has with predetermined singers and acts, getting up on stage and losing his mind and having a grand old time, not feeling sorry for himself. That topic drove me crazy too. He should be in his hotel room. He should be sulking.
That was ridiculous.
He should feel sorry for himself. He should be really sad.
To them, it's a job. We're the fans. We're the people on the outside that look at it adoringly of the, oh, if I was him. Oh, if I was him. You know, I'd be devastated. Well, yeah, because you're a fan. It's not your job.
It is crazy, though, because I remember, like, when my seasons were over, like, as soon as I got home, I was, like, doing a list of things that they had put off for 6 months, right? Clean that. Do this. Like, literally, the very next morning is like life goes on.
Honey-do
list.
They
close the doors, I plan a trip. When can we leave? I want to leave as fast as possible. So, explain to me how. I don't really know the ins and out of the story.
Nor do I. I don't know. I don't know if you guys know on the whole.
I just remember in 2019, the Bruins had a massive party like 2 or 3 days after they lost in Game 7, and everybody lost their minds over that. And now we're losing it over Brandon Carlo throwing dice down an aisle or whatever
who
it was.
Good Lord. Yeah, the season's
you
over.
Be miserable
with.
Till the season starts? What are we doing?
Yeah, it's not like these guys don't care. You know, I know that you objected yesterday on the whole you find out after the season what everybody played through, right? But if all those guys were just like, oh, my obliques messed up. I'm going to go sit for 2 months.
Tell me how it's a bad look.
It isn't.
Tell me how.
This feels like a Wiggy Curtis thing, I have to say. I think some of the texters and the twitchers are confirming that.
I think Courtney brought it up and then Wiggy lost his mind over it.
Yeah.
Wait, Wiggy was anti-party?
He hated it.
Oh, there you go. 617, guys. Wiggy was BS with the Bruins and he's an ex-athlete.
I would like to hear the explanation of that. Wiggy, I know you're a P1, so, you know, hook a brother up. But that's ridiculous.
No, he's busy right now. He's not going to be calling because otherwise
anymore.
He would be in the parking lot.
Oh yeah,
lot.
He should be at this.
That's
this
right.
Barbecue.
So we're not going to hear from
that's
him.
That's
no big deal.
Disagree more with him. How much? Tell me, what is the? How long should you mourn once you're knocked out of the playoffs?
Until the next season, apparently.
That is.
How long should you mourn? What is like? What is the going rate on mourning in professional sports once you're knocked out? Do you commiserate together and you guys all go through therapy and, you know, talk about your feelings? Do you guys, do you want guys to just really suffer and never leave their house.
Go sit in a dark room somewhere.
Yeah, sit in a dark room is good. Yeah. And just shake back and forth. Maybe you start drinking because you can't get over the fact that you messed up. Or maybe you didn't even mess up, but you were on a losing team. And the script says you're supposed to feel bad.
Is Jeremy Swayman supposed to individually feel bad about his performance and what could be coming his way? Should he have not have partaken in anything? Should he not be smiling? I'm with you. This is so silly.
I remember like the biggest attitude I ever had was when I was in college and we had just lost to Nebraska when I was a senior. And I was such a hard-o. No talking on the plane. Serious. And then I remember like all these guys started messing around on our plane ride back because we lost. And I got up and I was like scolding them. Like, think about how bad life is right now and suffer. I was like, oh, my God. I remember regretting it and going apologizing afterwards. We're like, I don't know who that guy was, but he was out of his mind.
I love it.
I think he hit his head a couple times.
I love it.
You'll never see that guy again because it's stupid. It's just so dumb. Once it's over, it's over.
Yeah. And they're pros. You know, it's a little different, too.
Yeah, they're pros.
They're pros.
They have a family, life. Like, they're not – this is not like, oh, you know, you don't wear a sweatsuit or your Letterman's jacket because you don't have one. If you do, you're really weird.
According to Monty Mack in the Twitch chat, Curtis and Wiggy think they need time to reflect on the season.
Oh,
that's
Wiggy,
according to Monty.
A lot right here. Wiggy says a week?
One week?
A week, Wiggy? That's absurd.
What, three days at this point?
That's absurd.
Hang on. You know what I want to you know what? There's a question that I want to ask Wiggy, but I don't want to say it on the air.
All right.
Because then somebody will prime the pump. But isn't a fair question to ask Wiggs? So how long did you go in the dark room after you lost to the Patriots with Carolina? If he didn't take a week or go have a sad or go sit in the corner, then what are we talking about here? Did you go to the post-game party, Wigman?
Yeah.
Did you go to?
No. He went straight to his room.
He did. There you go. Did he sit in the room after the
Sent
Carolina
his family
loss?
Out. You guys leave me alone. Daddy needs some alone time.
Mrs. Wiggs, go ahead. No. You know what? Why don't you go down to the party? Leave the kids here. I'm gonna have my sad after. I do. Because you know what he's going to say. I'll bet dollars to donuts. The reaction will be, you know I went to that party.
Of course he did, but I didn't like it.
Right.
I did not like it at all.
Trip was in October.
Oh, no, the boat trip was in October. Look out. I mean.
That was young, wild Wiggy.
That was.
But that's also the middle of the season.
But no, there is that too. You're right. Like, are you distracted in the middle of the year? Apparently they were. That's a good one, though. But no, let the Bruins do their thing.
Oh, so I got some info on it. Go ahead and sell some tickets.
All right,
away.
Here we go. We had some tickets here.
What is it?
It's a twofer Tuesday. Twofer, twofer, twofer Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Caller 9 to the contest line at 617-931-0937. And only the contest line gets you a pair of tickets. See the Red Sox take on the Milwaukee Brewers this Saturday. Sox, Brewers, Saturday. Caller 9 right now. You'll get a pair. 617-931-0937. We got one more pair of tickets to give away before we are out of here today at 2 o'clock.
Okay, so so if you're on Twitch right now, you want to know what all the fuss is about. Terp, I just texted you the video. I don't know if you have it or not.
For those following at home, it's at @BR_OpenIce. @BR_OpenIce.
Good for them. Holy cow. Good for now I'm seeing the whole video.
Somebody spilled a drink on the floor.
They're playing dice.
Whoever that is.
Think about it. Like, here's the thing. Like, you got to be in hockey. I can imagine, like, the stress that they deal with is a lot more than any other sport because the commitment, I think, is on a higher level of any of these other sports. And then you go, there's Twitch, right? If you go to Twitch right now, follow WEEI. Like, you can see the video right there playing dice on the plane. Everybody's having a grand old time. It looks awesome. Where are they going? Nothing but dudes, nothing but the fellas. It's just a guy's trip. There's not a sport that needs to let their hair down more than hockey players once their season is over. To me, it feels like the longest of all the seasons, the most physically challenging and mentally challenging of all the seasons.
Here's the other thing, too.
Of all the sports.
To me, if you are questioning whether that was appropriate behavior or not, then you're kind of calling into question the leadership on that hockey team.
Yeah, why would Marchand allow this to happen?
Bingo. Yeah. Or why would Take other vested veterans allow that to happen? And here's the other thing, too. Say you do have a captain that can be a knucklehead every once in a while. That's where coaches jump in as well. That's where they would know what's – even if they're sitting in the front of the plane, they're going to know there's hooting and hollering, whatever's going on back of the plane. Somebody gets a report from someone. You know, there's a narc back there somewhere.
Uh-huh.
So I would like to think, given how the Bruins have usually been pretty responsible in terms of naming the right captains, having good leadership, and having people in that room who will, I think, say what needs to be said – if this were something that was out of control, I'd like to think the leadership would say something.
Yeah, and the other thing is like, so, this is a sign that they were never serious about it in the first place, right? They were so focused on what they were going to do after the series was over. Were they really mentally in it? That's the other kind of angle.
Oh, yeah, they weren't meant, because they were thinking about that plane ride home. Oh,
yeah,
God.
So they must have planned the trip while the season was going on, while the playoffs were going on. How could they, multimillionaires, a bunch of them, by the way, all figure out a way to rent a private jet without like a moment's notice?
It really isn't a
big
deal.
I love it. They're all in shorts. They're all just got it. They got to have a cooler filled with alcohol. Ain't no coaches anywhere to be seen. Nobody bitching and complaining about minutes. None of this, like, what's more important. None of that stuff. None of it. Thank God they did it.
Yeah, I'm glad they did. I mean, it's the release after a season. It really, truly is.
So they should have had, like, some sort of, like, maybe, like, an armband. You know, like, if somebody dies, you wear, like, a black little, like, little armband.
Oh, armband. Yeah, you're supposed
something
to.
Something like that.
They walk around, you know, with.
Hey, I'm on vacation, but I'm also still in mourning. So I'm not going to drink nearly as heavily as I used to.
Yeah, I don't. Just no big deal at the end of the day.
It is funny, though, how people,
I don't think,
like,
we're going to look back and be like, boy, I'll tell you, the Bruins, they were doomed after they got eliminated.
Yeah.
We know their real mentality.
This is,
like,
why you guys, this is why you guys lost. You guys weren't focused on the task at hand.
Nah, it's
could you tell who was on the plane?
I'm
it
sure.
It looked like Carlo was the one throwing whatever it was down the aisle.
Yeah, I couldn't. It looked like Pasta for a second, but
Pasternak's playing in the World Championship right now.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, is it the private jet? Is that the Bruins playing? In reality, again, season's over.
Yeah.
Go do what you're gonna do.
It looked like a Duke lacrosse.
Hey,
team.
I want to hit you with one thing before we get into the lighter side of sports, because the lighter side of sports today, ladies and gentlemen, is really, for some of you, a nightmare, and we'll explain coming up. But did you see that? I'm going to make sure I get this right. Cabrini University, after 67 years, closing their doors. They've been bought by Villanova University. Now, you're wondering, why are you bringing it up in Philadelphia? Cabrini University, or hold on, Cabrini University, yeah. Jason Kelsey's wife, Kylie, was a field hockey player there. And since this was the last commencement speech, they had her deliver the commencement speech, which is really nice. If you, Christian Fourier, were asked to give a commencement speech, can you sum up in 1 minute?
Oh, Lord.
What your theme and basic outline would be in, because we know these commencement speeches have been called into question lately.
Yeah.
But what would, you know, have you ever thought about being in the Kylie Kelsey role of standing in front of a group of young minds?
Yeah. Yeah. What lesson would I want them to know if I was back there? What life lessons? What have I learned that is really important?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say make sure you find a woman that just wants to be a mom, that doesn't want to work. Make sure you find a woman who wants to have lots of babies.
Oh, boy.
You know, I would go that route. I would really try to, like, get them going. No, like, oh, man, that's a good question. What would I start with? Listen, here's what I'll start with.
Someone, I am a lucky MF-er, says no days off.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, good. You spent all this money and all this time. Your parents, like, took out loans. You took out loans. And you committed 4 years, sometimes 5 years of your life. And here you are today. And I'm here to tell you that you don't know ish. That's what I would tell them.
You don't know nothing.
You don't know nothing. You should ask for your money back.
I like this.
Ask for a refund.
Just because you have a degree.
Yeah, doesn't mean
you don't know it like me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, wait
mic
till
drop.
They,
see
yeah,
later.
Wait till
where's
your,
the pizza?
Yeah, wait till your parents say they're not paying for your cell phone anymore.
Because I kind of like skimmed through it a little bit just to see what she said. And she's incredibly affable, great public speaker, you know, all that kind of stuff. But
do you think that would kind of get some boos?
Oh, of course.
Hey, because they all think they know everything.
Well, yes, we hear that a lot from the youngs who will text the show.
But see, I would kind of shock them with that.
And
would
then,
shock them, and then I'd kind of bring them back
pull
in.
Them in.
Yeah, I'd pull them back in.
So, but you then give them an uppercut going out the door?
Yeah,
when
they come to get their diploma, I would like kick them in the ding-ding.
You know, folks, you may have seen that some people who stand up here for these commencement speeches give everyone $1,000.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Instead, you'll be giving me $500 when I shake your hand. Yeah. Good night now. See you later. We got a lighter side of sports coming up, and do you have any irrational toilet fears?
Oh, I have irrational toilet fears, pool fears. Yeah, I have a couple of them.
Oh, well,
massively irrational.
Well, we're going to tap into some toilet fears next for the lighter side of sports.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Time now for The Lighter Side of Sports, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss on Gresh and Fourier.
Man, I'm like fighting a cold or a chest something or other. I'm hacking like crazy.
Oh.
Pardon me. Time for The Lighter Side of Sports, provided I don't die coughing. Brought to you by my great friends at Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If it's time to do a 180 with your weight, go to awaken180weightloss.com or call 844-346-1800 and schedule your consultation today. Fourier and Billy and Nick are in on this as well. We go to Brookline, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to read this headline and then we'll go to the story, okay? This is the lead of the story.
Okay.
It's the recipe for a nightmare. Rats coming up through your toilet and into your homes.
Oh, sick.
It's now happened to a woman in Brookline, Massachusetts, twice.
Oh, really?
Here is the story from WBZ-TV. We'll probably be starting and stopping along the way.
Real nightmare scenario for a renter in Brookline.
She says a rat crawled up her toilet and into her apartment. And as WBZ's Mike Sullivan shows us, she is not the only one to experience it.
Stop.
So gross. Just the thought of it.
What is the, one of your irrational toilet fears a rat coming up and nibbling on your twig and giggle berries?
It's really a snake.
So it's more snake for you.
But still, like, the rats are just so nasty to me.
Mm-hmm.
The thought of, like, I'm just hanging out on my phone, right? Because I'm deep into my phone when I'm, you know, doing my business. And the next thing you know, I'm like, whoa, what is that? It shouldn't be going backwards. It should be going, whoa.
Yeah.
And then you see some hairy, nasty Thought of it just grosses me out.
Okay, let's keep going. Here it is. Rats coming up the toilets in Brookline.
Polka can be a catchy jingle.
Rat in a toilet.
It's just not the jam Betsy Childs expected to make.
We are listening to the AI-generated rat toilet polka that I made.
Stop. Wait, AI-generated rat toilet polka. I just want to be clear before we hit play once again on this.
To cope with the second rat coming out of my toilet.
This musical inspiration began with her partner's interaction with their first problematic rat.
When he got up to go to the bathroom, poked its head up, took a breath, and then went back down once came.
They contacted their landlord, who quickly reached out to the city for help. Brookline's rat team has had numerous calls for this situation, nearly all from single-family homeowners.
I went to the bathroom, didn't realize that the rat was already with me at that point, hiding behind the toilet.
She slammed the door and came back 15 minutes later. It was gone. Now, they've been left to block the lid.
We have a precautionary flush. Move the hamper, go close the lid, flush again thing going on right now.
The Greater Boston Plumbing Contractors Association says rats can live in drainage pipes under the street with very little to stop them from getting access to the lines to your home.
Yeah.
They can crawl into the tiniest spaces and are not bothered by water. They say older homes may have fittings to prevent rat entry, but most newer homes do not.
No, at this point, this is the rat's house now. Just start charging it rent.
Betsy took to social media for help. Turns out other Brookline residents have seen this too. One person built a ramp to an open window. Another dumped Clorox down the toilet.
I mean,
dumped Clorox!
I would have done it, like gasoline.
Top off in our bowl a little bit.
They are looking into a more permanent solution.
Move!
However.
What is the device here that you have?
So this one, honestly, it was just a quick Google. And again, thank you, Facebook Townwide Discussion. Somebody said that you can get these things. It's a one-way flap.
It allows water to go down, but stops rats from coming in.
They are resilient little things. Like when nuclear fallout happens, they'll be done with cockroaches and Twinkies.
In Brookline, I'm Mike Sullivan, WBZ News.
Fourier, what do you make of that and the whole AI polka system?
The AI polka is great, by the way.
Yeah, but
it is amazing.
Sing it right away.
Yes!
Now here is what you say.
Hayes Boys, this is my favorite.
Here's a silly jingle.
Have you ever heard this before?
No.
Oh, stand up, everybody. Here we go.
The, words,
the Hayes Boys,
need.
Here it is.
I just sang the tune. Oh,
I don't know. Hey, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me.
This is about a woman or a rat?
I can have her. She's too fat for me. It's the Hayes Boys. I grew up with this stuff. Every yinzer in Western Pennsylvania, like Ken Laird, has stood at a bowling alley.
AI-generated rat toilet polka.
There you go.
That I made to cope with the second
she
rat
stole
coming
from
out
the,
of my toilet.
She stole from the Hayes Boys.
Oh, my God. That's great. Here, I tell you what, it's amazing.
Good job, Nick.
The
good
resilience
polka knowledge
that that rats have.
Listen to polka my whole life, begrudgingly.
So a rat can literally just kick it in your drainage, right? In your pipes. You flush the toilet, no big deal. Just kind of waits, hangs out. Maybe it gathers. Maybe it eats some of the stuff that's in the pipes. Who the hell knows how it survives? Its only problem is getting too fat. And I guess it's like one big maze of pipes, and they just kind of, oh, look, here we go.
It's like Seinfeld. You pee in the shower. It's all pipes. What's the difference? I'll call a plumber right now. There we go. Breaking it down and trying to figure it out. It really is amazing. Like in the time
Why
that
don't
I
you
lived
stick
in
like an M80 down there.
For the year that I lived in Jersey, I was taking the train in New York City every day, a lot of times twice a day, right? And a rat would walk by you and you wouldn't even think twice about it. Yeah, my headphones on, and the guy just walked by, and you'd be like, "Eh, right, whatever."
Rat in the toilet.
What
rat
if you saw? What happens if you went into a restaurant and you saw a cute little mouse, a rat?
Oh, I'd be gone.
Yeah, even though I have been in the city here,
even
in
if
the
it's
city,
in the turlet, I'd be
Dunkin'
gone.
Donuts, a couple little restaurants, and next thing I know, I see a rat like scurrying across the floor, left right away, like right away. But they're probably everywhere. I can't even imagine, like, how many rats there are in the city. Forget about, like, because I think we have one here. We have a rat here.
We have, I think.
We have a rat.
I don't know.
We do.
No.
I heard it the other day.
There's a big difference between a rat and a mouse. We may have a mouse running through the suspended ceiling.
Doesn't a mouse
maybe
turn into a rat?
No. No.
I thought what? They were kind of. Don't mouse.
You think mice all grow
they
and they.
Aren't they cousins?
You think it's like.
Pigs turn into hogs?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's like a, for those who remember, you think it's like a Johnny Quest cartoon where they hit him with the laser beam and it goes from a mouse to wah, wah, wah. Yeah. It's like the mega rat that can kill you then. Like,
Well, whatever it is, we have a four-legged furry creature running around.
There we go.
The drop-down panels. It could be a possum. It very well could be a possum.
Is that like an upgraded rat to you? Just go mouse, rat, possum?
It's like a hybrid scary rat, right? Because they're really mean. I wouldn't mess with a possum.
Well, there are ways to deal with them.
Well, I'm sure, like, I mean, listen, raccoons look really cute and cuddly, too, until you try to get close to them.
Yeah.
They're mean and nasty
and,
also.
I know Keith had the groundhog that lived under his porch for a while.
I have a groundhog living underneath my shed.
I have one under my shed, too.
And I haven't bothered
him. I blocked him in.
Oh, really? I let him live.
I blocked him in. I don't know what happened. I know something was moved. I don't know. It doesn't stink.
Merle got to him.
Oh, yeah. Merle got him. That's true. My cat will be dragging that thing in.
You think Merle could grab a groundhog, like one of the big ones?
I didn't give us the photo or anything, but there was a real size bunny, not like a baby, like a full size grown bunny. It was beheaded and gutted at the bottom of my front steps when I walked out last Thursday at 6 a.m. Right there waiting for me. And there he is. Like, meh.
Don't you ever feel nervous that if the cat's outside, like a coyote will grab the cat?
You know what? If that is the case, God's will. He's a smart outdoor cat.
That's should be scared of Merle.
That's why. Nah. And then we had the coyote walk through the front yard the other day.
They would eat
I
that
scared
cat
it away.
In a second. Merle will be running for his life.
They would try to.
Get the house.
No, you know what it is? Well, he can get in. He goes in through the dog door.
Oh, that's right. Well, then what if the coyote follows him?
The coyote wouldn't hop over our fence. Because if the coyote made it into the house, then it's going to be like that hiker who choked out that one. Did you hear about that? Guy's hiking, coyote comes up to him, thinks he's going to attack. He literally goozled it, choked it out.
What's the biggest animal you think you could, if you were in the woods, you could
a
kill
human?
With your hands? No, not other than a human. The biggest
well,
animal out
the woods.
Well, you
said the biggest one.
Okay, well, other than a
I'd
human.
I'd poke an elephant in
you,
the eye.
Could
no.
you get a? Could you wrestle a bobcat?
Could Ooh, you, that's a tough one. You'd have to poke it in the eye and then get it from behind and choke it out.
I feel
really
like you'd, have to, you'd
is.
Have to get on top of it and like.
No, that's where your MMA stuff. Hook them right in.
It's got like a, it's got a reverse move
no,
to get
just,
out of it.
You choke it out.
You think you could choke out a bobcat?
No, I'm just saying, but that's what you try to do, wouldn't
How would
you?
Bruce Lee do against a bobcat?
Oh, it's true.
He'd just jump over it, continually jump over it. Like the craziest.
He would jump over
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he's just like.
He's double dutching with the bobcat.
Just keeps slipping.
And then he lands in the thing
right on his
him.
Feet, yeah.
No, I have no idea. Oh, it's a cougar in a national park. That's what it was.
Cougars will stalk you.
Cougars no, I know, but that's
literally
the thing.
Stalk you. You won't even know they're there. Next thing you know, they're on your back.
Yep.
Scary.
No, you'll hear them screaming.
No.
Yeah,
but
if,
make some
if,
noise.
You, if you're like on a walk, you know, people like get like literally attacked by cougars because they're just walking in the woods. You're having a nice gingerly stroll. You have your headphones on. Next thing you know, the cougar is like just kind of really, you know, real low to the ground,
mm-hmm.
and they
Go
just
on.
That's it happens all the time.
And they
hunt you,
and they might get you, but then again, go to the Gresh defense system. You pop that thing in the eye, it's going to be going like this, and then you can do what you need to.
Pop that
thing. Do you
want to
throw your
in
hand into
his
mouth?
He's not. You have to hope that you make contact with the eyeball.
It's worth a try.
Your hand is going to be in his mouth.
Well, you're getting mangled one way or another,
your
are you not?
Be in the
so, what would you do? Just lay there and take it like what a Bruin should do on a private jet after losing?
I would, get in, my, I would get in my fighting stance and I would wait.
Get in my fighting stance.
And I would like wait for it to come over. I'd find like a I'd
be you'd
my
be like this.
I'd be like, and then I'd go like this. Come on.
You'd go Jack Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, put him up.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. but the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.